The other House Republican who represents parts of Bloomington Normal is Keith Summer. And Summer says the first person he talked to back in his district after spring session complained about all the things lawmakers didn't address: pension reform, workers' compensation, and property tax relief. Summer tells GLT's Eric Stock the claims of bipartisanship that seemed to fill Springfield was a bit overblown.
Well, those that said they felt it towards the end of the session, I would disagree a bit. I think that the majority being such a supermajority, General Assembly, the Republicans, at least in the House, didn't have a great deal of substantial input. And actually, it came down the last few days where the majority was looking to get Republican votes on some of these bills, where they agreed to some concerns that some of our larger businesses had. And those were addressed in a bill. And I think that's what led some Republican support of some of the measures.
Did that surprise you that some Republicans did go along in the end siding with Democrats?
It doesn't surprise me, no. I think we could have held out and done a little better. Then there are those who say, well, take what you can on those business reforms, as they were, and go from there. I wasn't sure that that agreement itself would come to fruition, but I think the fact that Governor Pritzker comes from a different perspective than particularly the two previous Democrat governors led him to probably agree to those measures.
Well, some of those pro-business reforms, I think you're referring to the Blue Collar Jobs Act, attracting large-scale construction projects, the data center tax initiative to enhance the state's ability to locate data centers by providing tax incentives, and there are some others. Are there any in particular there that stand out to you as beneficial to the state and any that you would have supported if it were perhaps standalone?
Well, I think most of those are beneficial. I think they probably benefited our larger employers. One of the proposals would take the sales tax off of products or say inputs in the manufacturing process. It's something that is not taxed in agriculture, and we've had that fight over the years where various administrations wanted to put that sales tax on inputs. Well, this is kind of comparable to that, and I think that's very beneficial.
As you had alluded to, Democrats use their supermajorities to push through a lot of their policy initiatives. But as you know, one party rule doesn't always mean a harmony. Some Chicago Democrats don't have the same value system as some downstate Democrats. That played out in the marijuana issue, for example. But unlike previous years, it didn't hold everything up. Why do you think that is?
Well, I was surprised that the gaming actually was passed, and historically, gaming legislation is so burdened with so many different proposals and people wanting benefits, but I think the minority community in Chicago held out on that until they got some what they wanted on gaming and in the marijuana legislation, and it probably led then to support for the overall budget and capital plan.
What are your concerns about the marijuana legislation and also the gambling expansion?
Well, I don't partake in either. Those who I spoke to about marijuana, really in three camps. The medical community, I've had a number of physicians and medical providers tell me, don't go that route, please don't do it, particularly as early as the age of 21, the brain's still developing. So the medical community, I've never had one physician tell me to vote for that. You also have the law enforcement community, which is concerned about the effects of consumption of marijuana and how that plays on public safety and driving. We're not sure where that's going to lead. And thirdly, the employers of our state who anecdotally now tell me in my community they have difficulty filling many jobs they have because current applicants can't pass drug tests. So my thought on that is if currently they can't find enough applicants who to pass a test and now recreational marijuana is available at 21, how many are you going to pass in the future? And the legislation allows the employer to continue those practices.
Are they doing that at their own peril, though, turning away prospective employees because of that?
I know. Well, let me give you an example. I got a letter from OSF saying not only the medical portion of the question, but as an employer and the importance of the functions performed by so many of their employees, that they were very strongly against recreational marijuana as an employer.
And this is Hound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with State Representative Keith Sommer, a Republican from Morton in the 88th Legislative District. If we can shift gears to the new Capitol bill, the first that Illinois has had in 10 years, and it's a concept that it seemed to have bipartisan support, though, of course, the funding sometimes gets messy. Is there a better way to fund it than a near 20-cent increase in the gas tax and vehicle registration increases and the cigarette tax hike?
Well, there are a number of taxes that are purportedly to go into it. I agree with those who think that the motor fuel tax and the vehicle registration tax is somewhat regressive. It actually targets those who need something. It's not like a tax on, say, marijuana, which is a choice, or a tax on gambling, which is a choice, or a tax on whether it be cigarettes or alcohol consumption, which are personal choices. Yet every individual needs that transportation. And unfortunately, it's those at the lower economic end who bear the brunt of it because it's a greater portion of their budget.
Is there another way that you would find the money for a capital plan that seems that everyone figures needs to get done?
We haven't found that, yeah. And unfortunately, it seems to be, and people I talk to and who I run into are frustrated as individuals. They say, yes, I can see a capital program. My university benefits, my social service providers benefit, but I don't feel that I benefit individually and that I'm paying these hundreds and hundreds of extra dollars a year that I don't think I'm going to get in return. Even if the graduated tax takes place and passes, the supposed benefit to property taxes is not something that would even come close to what I'm paying on these other fees.
How do you feel that this first term of the legislature reflects on Governor Pritzker in his first few months of dealing with lawmakers in Springfield and getting a lot of what he wanted done?
Well, I can't speak for other legislators, but I can speak for myself in that Governor Pritzker engaged every legislator. Actually, you had the opportunity, if you wish, to visit with him, and I did on a number of occasions. And very amiable, very personal, was able to discuss issues of detail, of concern, and to joke. And he was someone you would be comfortable with. And that's not been the case with recent governors.
Now, I know that didn't cause you to vote for what he wanted, but do you think that helped him get yes votes?
Oh, certainly. And I had a conversation with him about a different topic, which is usually not in the headlines, but it was briefly this year, DCFS and the deaths of children who are under the care of the state of Illinois in most circumstances, but have died at the hands of either family members or others connected to the family. And we've tried to address that issue, and I give Governor Pritzker credit. It's his following through on that and having a conversation with me on that. I'm the Republican spokesman on the committee that deals with child welfare. And there was an occasion where he was making a press announcement about what he was going to do. And after we had met, he directed his staff to call me before the press announcement so that I knew what was transpiring. And that meant a lot to me. That you build a relationship in dealing with that issue. So that was important to me.
That was Keith Sommer, an 11-term Republican state representative with GLT's Eric Stock. Sommer backed a measure which lawmakers approved to require clergy to report child abuse, not just sexual abuse. DCFS got an $89 million funding increase in this year's budget, partly to hire more investigators. This is Sound Ideas.